This is Gabby, and you're listening to Love 101.
Hi, and welcome to the first episode of Love 101 in 2023. Happy New Year. I hope that you're having a relaxing and very like nourishing start of your year. I want to give you some tips into seeding some beautiful intentions that will help your relationship, that will boost your connection. I want to give you direction so that you know where to shift your energy and your efforts for in your relationship, in your romantic relationship. So one thing that I know is really common for couples, and I've been there, right? This happens even to therapists, is you might feel like you're working really hard at your relationship, like you have so much love, you have good intentions, you're working hard at your life, right? At work, at supporting your household, at being there for your partner. You're doing all these things. And a lot of times it feels like your efforts are overlooked, right? Either your partner is not fully satisfied, like they're asking for more support, or they're upset sometimes, you don't understand why, or you feel like you're giving so much and it's not always appreciated and highlighted and like well received, right? And I find that happens because you're working really hard, but not specifically working smart, right? I want to help you work smarter and not harder. So this is for all couples. All couples I find need a bit of direction over like what is actually the thing that moves the needle in healthy partnership, right? How do I know that we're going in the right direction? Even if you don't have problems, this will be for you because it's like, okay, this is what I can focus on. And you for sure will get some benefits that look like more connection. You'll feel more understood. You'll have more moments together. Your relationship will feel lighter. You'll have more friendship, and for sure, the most important, more support and understanding. That's the goal. But this will especially be for you if you do resonate with this, like, I'm doing so much, and it's sometimes not well received, or more like, I need clarity to know that I'm doing the right things. So I am the couples therapist for you if you want answers too. Like, I'm really good at the deep emotional work, but I'm also really good at giving you like a really clear black and white answer of, am I the problem or is my partner the problem? Is this what we're doing? Is it good? Or what should we be doing instead? Gabby, I'm at point A and I want to get to point B. How do I get there? And I have like one of my superpowers is to decipher and diagnose, okay, this is what's happening and this is what you'll have to do. This is the block. This is a problem and this is how we get there. So these five intentions, and I'm going to do something that is kind of hard for me, but I think I'll be able to, which is keep this one short and sweet. So give you five intentions and explain them, give you a few practical tips and leave it at that. Make this a 20-minute max episode. We'll see. Intention number one is the most important one. So if anything, this is the one. This is the biggest needle mover in your relationship. If you want to work smarter and not harder, number one is share what's on your heart. Share more vulnerably, more completely, more truthfully, more openly. Share what you really feel. Share what you really desire. Share what you want. When something hurts your feelings, share. Make sense of it in that moment or take a minute, like connect back to yourself, calm your anxiety, and then share. Yeah. Let 2023 be the year that you actually share the truth. So I hear couples tell me, I don't feel understood. I don't feel like my partner really knows me, which is truth. Like a lot of times the other person is not a good listener or you're getting emotionally lazy. But if you are one of these people, let me ask you a hard question and turn it back to you and say, okay, you're not feeling fully seen by your partner. How much of yourself Are you actually sharing super openly and vulnerably so that they can also receive that and see you? If they don't understand you, how clearly are you explaining and sharing and presenting yourself? If you don't feel known by them, how vulnerably and openly are you actually sharing your heart? Let that sink in, right? So to share what's on your heart means share the truth. When you don't share the truth, you withhold parts of yourself. You withhold feelings because it feels scary to share. I don't want to be rejected, or I don't feel like I have the right to ask for what I want, right? Or I don't share this desire because I'm afraid of what, if it'll intimidate my partner, or what he'll feel, or maybe he won't, she won't be able to take it, right? And so I don't share it, and therefore I withhold parts of myself. And then those parts of myself that I'm withholding, it makes me feel like you don't know me fully, right? And it creates a disconnect. And then I'm just like swallowing things that, and things are left unsaid. When things are left unsaid, that creates a disconnect. At the very least, it's a part of yourself that your partner doesn't know. At the worst, what starts to happen when you withhold feelings, desires, hurt feelings, especially things you want to say but don't, what happens is you create this hard layer of anger and feeling misunderstood. And then you start distancing yourself, and this converts into resentment. Resentment is the biggest poison for your relationship. The number one spark killer, the biggest thing that overall kills a relationship and erodes all the trust and the bond that you have, is resentment. The solution for resentment then, which is a natural question, right? You're like, Gabby, then what do I do? Communication. So there's a small element here of self-awareness in between, of course. Like, I need to know what I'm feeling to be able to share it. I need to be able to really know myself in order to know what I want and know what's good for me and know what I need, and then I'll be able to share it, right? If that's not so clear, that's something that I help you do individually, working with me one-on-one, or like this whole thing of reconnecting to your emotions is the basis of healthy relationships. However, to keep me on track, the antidote to resentment is communication. So, biggest intention of the year, share what's on your heart, share more of yourself, and let 2023 be the year that you work on communication 101. All communication is skills, so that you can breach the gap of your inner world and present it verbally to another person. This is how you bridge your inner world to your outer world. How you let someone into your inner world is your words, right? And so let this be the year, and I'll make sure to share a lot of free content and guides around communication frameworks, because I think that elevating clear, powerful communication will be the way to go. So let this be our common shared intention, you for your relationship, but also we on the community of Love 101. Just know that we'll all be on the same path. This will be the year that I work on my communication skills so that I can actually share. That's the biggest one. Number two, feel this huge permission slip. Let this kind of free something inside you. Let this change you, okay? Number two, intention two, is personalize your life. Feel my permission to design your life together with your partner the way that feels personalized to you. Feel free this year to switch things up. So part of this reflection over like the holidays are the perfect moment to notice what is going well in your relationship and what where you're needing more support in. If you reflect back on the holidays and Christmas, that is the perfect portal to notice how everything works in your life, in your family, with your parents, in-laws, children, your relationship, everything, right? And I think holidays are the perfect moment to highlight what's going well, like what you celebrated and what you felt super thankful for, and the moments of connection, who you missed, who you saw, who you prioritized versus what's been going not so well, right? When you felt tired, overwhelmed, stressed, this is a perfect moment of reflection over what are you doing in your life that you're doing because your parents taught you, because your friends do, because your other married couple friends do, that is actually maybe not serving you. Maybe it was just never yours. Maybe you never decided it, right? You just kind of like, because that's what we do. We follow what we see. That's what we know. And so this is your full permission slip to reflect on, talk about with your partner, journal on yourself, right? What agreements in your relationship, in your marriage, in your partnership you have that maybe you never spoke about, right? Maybe you just fell into that dynamic of, oh, this is how we do things. These are the roles that I have. This is the role that my partner has. This is what I do around the house. These are their chores. This is how we delegate responsibilities. This is how we spend our time, et cetera, et cetera. Those agreements that some of them maybe you decided explicitly, some of them you just kind of like, that's how it is. This is what men do. This is what women do. This is how partners act. Which one of those feels real for you and true? Which ones of those don't feel so real? Which ones feel like, huh, I didn't actually decide this. I fell into this, or I copied this, or actually my partner decided this and I just kind of went along. Any moment you can switch it up, right? But at the start of the year, doing this reflection with me, this is the perfect moment. Switch shit up. Make it your own. You are the grown-ups. You are the creators of your life. If there's like one thing that I want people to know is you get to do partnership however the fuck you want. You get to live your life however you want. You get to decide your plans and notice what you want to spend time with, what you want to let go of. You get to. And now number three, this is a spicy one. Feed your intimacy. So intimacy is physical, it's sexual, of course, but it's also emotional. So feed these moments of connecting together, of feeling pleasure in your body, of feeling close to your partner, adding in some intention to spice it up. One way to do this is flirt with your partner. And another way to do this is make this, like, I think every couple should have one intention of trying something new in the bedroom. It could be something crazy. It could be something really sweet, right? Just maybe like a sex position that you want to try that you haven't tried before. It could be something like a massage with special body oil and candles before you have sex, right? It doesn't have to be anything super crazy, but it can. If you have something, and I'm sure you do, if you're honest with yourself, you can share with me, but you don't have to, right? You don't have to share with anyone other than yourself and then maybe eventually your partner. I'm sure that you have some kind of fantasy, something you want to do that you've been afraid to bring up. And I'll leave a few like in-between suggestions that might feel like racy, but they're not actually that crazy. Is you can incorporate dirty talk into the bedroom if you haven't already, or you can try something like a blindfold. So you'll do a massage or do whatever you normally do, but now with a blindfold, all it does is amplify all the other senses. It lets you be more in your body. The person that has a blindfold will be more in their body. It also takes away the pressure of the other person who's performing whatever they're doing to you, right? If you have a blindfold and they don't worry about how they look and how they move and you're not performing anymore, it's like both people can be more present. And so let this be the inspiration. And number three for feeding your intimacy is share some fantasy with your partner. So this one feeds into sharing what's on your heart. On your heart, it can be feelings. It's a lot of longings, right? But sometimes it's also a lot around intimacy and things that we haven't talked about. So part of sharing what's on your heart is also feeding into this number three, talk about your sex life, right? Of course. And one way to do that is sharing some fantasy. And this is a big topic, right? I know a lot of people have big ones that feel really intimidating to share. And maybe you're not sure how they're going to be received. You don't have to share those if they feel scary. Maybe just something simple, right? Like, oh, I would want to do this with you. Or I want us to flirt together. Or I want us to go out before. Something that you know that turns you on, that would feed into your bond, that would raise more spark. It's good for everyone if it's good for the relationship. Number four is appreciate the hell out of your partner. So what I know about our brains is that they're wired to focus on the negative more than the positive, which is because our brains are wired to keep us alive and safe. So fear is more alive in our brains than gratitude and, you know, right? Appreciation. So my intention number four is appreciation and gratitude. Bring more of that into your relationship. I love this quote. It's not happy people who are grateful, but it's grateful people who are happy. And what I know about relationships is we focus so much more on the negative, and that means that we have to train our brains to focus on the positive too. We have to train our brain to excavate in our partner's actions, the good things that they're doing, the moments that they do acts of service for us, the moment that my husband takes the trash out without me noticing, the moment that he helps me out, the moment that he does favors, all the little acts of service and love and care that he does that I maybe wouldn't notice if I didn't pay attention, all the words of support that he gives me, all the moments that he shows up and he takes care of things so that I can be more present in my work or so that I cannot worry, right? All the things and I bet you that there's a lot of things that your partner does that you don't notice, because I know that there's a lot of things that you do that you don't get the praise and recognition for. So the beautiful thing about gratitude and appreciation is it feeds into your intimacy and it'll feed into your emotional bond and your friendship, because it's one in itself, right? I want you to appreciate the hell out of your partner and let 2023 be the year where you also say that. You don't just notice, you say, hey, honey, I appreciate you doing this for me. Oh, thank you for taking out the trash. And I don't mean bypass and force it. I mean, if it's something sweet, then let yourself notice it. I don't mean fake it. I'm not telling you, oh, thank them for things they're not doing. No, I just mean we're really quick to notice the things that are not going well and to scold and to be like, hey, I asked you to do this, right? We are not, as humans, our brains are not so quick to notice the things that go well. And not having appreciation really erodes and damages relationships. And I know that you want that. So let's give your partner that so that you can get that. We can ask your partner for that for you. I want this to be reciprocal, but you can go first and notice it'll become a two-way thing. And you can almost also just send this podcast to your partner, or you can just say it explicitly. I want us both to work on this, right? Because appreciation and gratitude will help you both. And number five is have more fun. This is an easy one. So appreciation and gratitude and intimacy, all these will feed into creating more fun in your relationship. Actually, friendship is the biggest predictor of long-lasting love. In studies shown of long-lasting partnerships, relationships, the things that they have in common and the biggest predictor and the biggest variable is friendship. Couples that last and are successful and happy have a lot of friendship. So let's feed friendship this year. Let 2023 be the year that you're not just doing the work in your relationship and self-awareness and communication, you're also having a lot of fun. So this is your permission slip to plan more moments of fun. Plan out events, look into the calendar, see what's happening around you. Prioritize fun. Go out and plan things that you like to do together. So fun equals quality time, fun equals moments with yourself, with your friends, but especially with your partner, right? Know that if something is coming up, block it in your schedule, look up things, get creative. If maybe you love hiking, but you haven't done it in a while, maybe you love going to new coffee places, to cocktail bars. Plan out a whole day. It doesn't have to be expensive things. It could also just be like go out together, go for a walk, play a board game, do things where you feel like the things that light you up and make you laugh. And if you're not that sure, right, remember the things even that you as a little boy and as a little girl would light you up and make you laugh. Those are the things that you have to bring in to your relationship. But more importantly, this is for you on your own, for your life. Let this be your permission slip for me, a therapist and a yoga teacher and a wellness junkie, right? That joy will be good for you. Joy, happiness will be good for your health. And joy in your relationship will inject more friendship, more emotional safety, more fun, more depth of connection, which will be good and will create long-lasting love. So you have five really beautiful intentions. Yeah? Number one, share what's on your heart. Number two, personalize your relationship and your life and your plans. Number three, feed your intimacy. Number four, appreciate the hell out of your partner. And number five, have more fun. This is a good homework, right? Thank you so much for being here with me and starting 2023 New Year with me. I know there's a lot you could be doing with your time, so I'm always grateful. It's my honor to spend this with you. If you love this episode, be sure to send it to a friend. This is a good one to start off on a good foot. And leave me a rating, 5 stars, on Apple Podcasts. If you haven't already, it just helps more people find and reach the podcast. Thank you so much. I'm sending you so much love.